the elephant. Pino was a playful elephant, always cheerful and happy. All the other animals loved and appreciated him for his kindness. He spent his days singing, dancing, and laughing. He used to joke and play games to amuse them. He only had a big, big problem. He was huge, but he loved nature and, aware of his enormous size, he was always careful not to harm others, especially smaller animals, even mosquitoes and grasshoppers.
Unfortunately, one day, while he was dancing with Lily the giraffe, he stepped on a flower, and with his extraordinary weight, she killed it. Pino was devastated and felt terribly guilty and sad. He hid himself in the deepest of the jungle, without moving, for fear of hurting someone else. He no longer entertained anyone. He had lost his self-esteem and thought he was a danger to others. He hated his body. He was depressed and inconsolable. None of his friends could help him. One day, Lena the butterfly was flying very high in the sky, and suddenly she saw Pino under a palm. He was crying.
"What are you doing here, all alone? Why are you crying?"
she asked him.
"All your friends are missing you."
"Oh dear, Lena, you're so beautiful and light,"
Pino exclaimed.
"But I'm so big and heavy, I always grieve hurting others,"
Lena sweetly replied.
"Oh, Pino, don't worry. I was a terrible caterpillar when I was born. I certainly didn't look good. Then I became a beautiful butterfly. I grew up, and now I try to help others like you."
"I know, Lena," said Pino. "I just wish I could find a way to be less bulky among the other animals."
Lena found a solution.
"If you are afraid of crushing small animals or flowers, from now on you could walk, dance and jump on tiptoes. Then you will be sure not to hurt anyone. Sometimes, when we live in a very large society with all different individuals, we need to change some aspects of our behavior for the common good."
Pino exclaimed.
"Good idea. Surely this way I will be safer. I will learn to move like a dancer and I won't feel guilty anymore."
"Very well, Pino. You understand. It's not your fault if you're big. You just have to accept it and learn to live with it. You are still young, but with time, you will always get more confidence and self-aware. The other animals have always loved and appreciated you for your big heart. You are one of the nicest and kindest of animals. That's all that matters."
Pino, relieved, smiled and hugged Lena. He went to practice tiptoes walking, and when he felt ready, he threw one of his big parties. All of Pino's friends were invited to celebrate while he was jumping and dancing on tiptoes.
Pino had learned to love his big body and be nicer to himself. He was always really big, but his heart was happy and he moved around as light as a feather. He was again the cheerful elephant he used to be.